Hello and welcome to the show, Domestic Violence for Men. I am your host, Andy Reyna. This episode, we're going to be talking about the ways that you can help yourself as a man to get across to the authorities or different agencies what exactly is going on. We're going to be talking about getting yourself in a better position where you can make your case heard to the authorities, to the police, to prosecutors, to agencies, and that kind of stuff. So what we're going to do on this episode, I know I'm late. I know I haven't done one. I haven't done a podcast here recently. I've just been really thinking about this subject because I've sat back and I kind of reminisced on all the times that I had to face these challenges and what I learn from them, and it was all a learning experience. So with that being said, let's kind of jump into this subject. So let's do like a hypothetical here. Let's say that you're in a situation where you are physically attacked. There's physical marks on you. There's obvious signs that something has happened to you as a man. And you call the authorities, and the authorities show up to the house, and they start knocking on the door. What is it that you do? Well, what I have learned, in my case anyway, is that you remain calm. I know your emotions will get the best of you. But oftentimes, what I've learned anyway, is that those people who are irate, out of control, get snippy with the police officers, who get attitude-ish, who get standoffish. Those are the ones that the police officers tend to focus on. And if you can get them on your side in terms of, hey, look, I'm a victim here. I didn't do this. And they'll start believing you. They'll start understanding your story. In fact, I'll give you a story of mine that actually took place when I had to call the authorities, call the police at the house. And what happened was, I was there and, things were getting heated, things were getting out of control. So I went to go leave out of my vehicle. And as I'm getting in my vehicle in the driveway, she comes out and standing on the side porch there, right where my vehicle was. And I rolled down the window to make sure that I could have clearance because, for one, I didn't want to hit her. For two, I didn't want to hit any step or we have like this thing on the side. It looks like a little horse. I didn't want to hit that. I didn't want to cause any damage to the vehicle is what I'm trying to say here. So as I roll down the window and peek my head out to make sure that there's clearance, she starts in with the verbal abuse, verbal, attacks. And as I'm pulling out, she punches me in the face straight through the window and starts attacking me. And I had to hit the brakes and defend myself as she's punching me in the face and ripping my shirt and grabbing at the wheel and things along those lines. So afterwards, I call the police. They show up and they had body cams, and I made sure that I, remained calm. I made sure that I gave them all the information that they needed. At the end of the day, they didn't do any charges, but I got my point across, and I got the report, which I was able to, use in my possession. It's just understanding the situation. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard because, you want to do the right thing, but at the same time, all of these things are inside of you that you just want to explode and come out with. And it took me a very, very long time to control the emotional aspect of it. So the one thing that you really want to do is keep your emotions under control. And you really want to provide intricate details as to what transpired and why. So I had to walk through pretty much every second, every blow by blow. I requested that they take pictures. And again, I mean, it's being a man and just being on the other side of the fence and on the receiving end of domestic violence, and especially physical attacks. And again, they still didn't press charges on her. They, you know, she still didn't get arrested. But the fact of the matter is that next time they come, now I have a good, you know, I have a good foundation next time this happens. And, you know, the funny thing is that, and this is one subject I really wanted to talk about too, is the control manipulation, the narcissistic point of view of people who are abusive and people who kind of carry themselves in that way. And that'll be a different episode for a different day. But basically, what she tried to do is tried to get me to convince me anyway that if I go down to the police office, the police there, and tell them that everything I've ever done for every report was nothing but a lie, so that way it doesn't reflect badly on her, or if anybody does any sort of background checks on her or anything like that. That ultimately, she wanted to get scot-free, and I would go to the police station and say, hey, I made a false report, arrest me and put me in jail. Now, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I've outright refused to do that. And these are the mental games that people who are controlling, people who are manipulative, and people who are narcissistic play. These are games. So, number one, keep yourself under control. Number two, state as many facts as you possibly can. And I know that you're inside and a lot of things happen, and you just have to sit there and you have to recall every single event, when it happened, who it happened to, what you said, what they said. And you'd really have to walk through that process in order for the police or any sort of authoritative figure or agency to take you seriously. You know, you got to get your times, your dates, you know, all that stuff correct. So one, control your emotions. Two, have intricate details. And the third part of it is you really want to try, and this is the most important, I can't stress this enough, you really want to try to build a rapport with the police department where they see you as somebody who is doing the right thing. That's important, because next time they come, they know that you're not the problem. The other person is. So it took me a long time. I know, obviously, to get this podcast out, but it took me a lot of time to myself to reflect as to the most, you know, what would be the best advice I can give to somebody. And there was a number of things that I ran through. Some of the things I thought of was, you know, making sure that you had a witness there, using your phone as recording everything. You know, these things are helpful, but at the end of the day, they're just tools. Sort of like a wrench is a tool for a specific job, or a screwdriver is used, to get a tool or to get a screw into a piece of wood. You can use a screwdriver or you can use a drill. Again, it's your preference. But at the end of the day, you're looking at the bigger picture, and the bigger picture of the matter is getting the police and getting these agencies to believe you. And it's very hard to get these individuals or these groups to believe that a man has been physically assaulted by a woman, especially a woman who is smaller than him, especially a woman who is tinier than him. You know, it's hard to get the authorities to understand that, yes, that actually did take place. So I know this is going to be sort of a short podcast, but I really want people to think about these three these three major things. And this doesn't just go for men. I mean, this goes for women too, because I spoke to a lot of women during this time period of my hiatus, I guess you can say, of doing a podcast. And, you know, they kind of went through the same thing of not being believed. And, you know, collectively, after taking in their information and kind of reflecting on what I went through, I sat there and just got the top three things that people need to focus on. Keep your emotions in check. Give intricate details as to what transpired, and connect with the authorities that are there on the scene. Build a rapport with them. Let them understand that this is habitual. These are things that happen, right? Get them to understand that you are actually the victim, and the person that's doing this is the one that is the problem. So I know a lot of people have a hard time doing that. It took me a while to get my emotions under control in those circumstances. And I can tell you that there has been a dozen police reports done at my residence, and you know, never got arrested, never got in trouble for it, but there is a record of it. So there's incident reports, and hopefully as I progress through my process of getting away from this individual, those things will be very helpful in the process. But like I said, some of this information that I give is not just exclusively for men. I know that I kind of stress that a lot, but I want everybody to understand that this is a disease. It's a disease that people have to understand that you don't treat somebody that way. You know, you're not physical towards somebody. You're not verbal towards somebody. You're not emotionally abusing them. You're not financially abusing them. You know, you're not doing all of these things to control, manipulate, and then ultimately, as we all know, discard the individual because they've basically lost respect for you. And I know in many cases, a lot of women, some women, I'm not saying all, I'm saying some, and even some men are guilty of this too, where they say, you know, why can't just be a man, step up, move forward in life? You know, I wouldn't take that if I were you. In fact, this is very, very disturbing, actually. There is one time where I did go to the police station, and sorry if I'm making these noises, allergies in the winter. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyways, I went to the police station and I had a bloody nose. My shirt was ripped. I had marks across my face. And I went to the police station. And I said, hey, I want to do a report. The police officer told me, this is what a male police officer with 20 years on the police force advised me to do. This is astonishing. He told me, he said, I would never allow a woman to put my hands on me. And if I were you, I would go back and beat the tar out of her. And I would probably go to jail, but I would be in jail and I would make sure that no woman puts their hands on me ever again. And I looked at him square in the eye. I go, isn't that what the police is for? And he looked at me and he said, well, can't you just be a man and take care of it? So again, I want everybody to understand that oftentimes when men are in these situations, these are the kinds of things they have to deal with. And my podcast is not going to be it is primarily geared towards men, but this is information that a lot of people can use across the board in order to help themselves in these situations. And I just want to stress that, you know, if there are, you know, women listening to this, I just want you to know that I am on your side. I am locked in arms with you because any sort of physical abuse, verbal abuse, financial abuse, emotional abuse, that is done to anybody, regardless of their gender, is not right. And again, to me, it's a disease. It's a disease in society. And just thinking about how somebody was raised, if you take two people, one person who was raised, in a different, two people are raised in two different environments, and they end up meeting each other, and there's a lot of things psychologically that go on, and I don't want to get into that sort of aspect in this podcast, but a lot of people who suffer from control issues, or manipulative issues, or narcissistic issues, or even psychopathic issues, they have a lot of childhood issues. In some cases, they were molested, or they were abused, or, and I know that I use that term loosely because you can break down abuse into subcategories. There's physical, they could have been emotionally abused, they could have been, abused verbally as a child, they could have been physically abused, like molested, or in some extreme cases, used in that manner sexually. And I'm not saying everybody has those extreme cases, but quite honestly, in most cases where people are controlling, manipulative, or narcissistic, it can be traced back to their childhood. And again, I have this disclaimer that I do in every podcast, whether it's in the beginning, middle, or end. At some point, I always let everybody know I'm not a counselor, I'm not a therapist, I do not hold any sort of degree in that sort of field. I'm just telling you the things that I have done research on, the things that I have experienced, the things that I have dedicated my time to understand why these things happen and how you can get yourself out of it. And with all the research that I've done, 9 times out of 10, people who are abusive have something in their past that they experienced as a child, something traumatic. And they project that out to others in a sense of feeling horrible about themselves. So hopefully this podcast sheds some light as to what to do. The 3 main points. Let's do a quick recap again. The 3 main points that we need to remember is keep your emotions under control. Make sure you detail, when you give details for a report, make sure that you give them in intricate details. This happened at 9:02 p.m., at 9:03, at 9:05, those kind of things. Build a rapport with agencies and build a rapport with any sort of authoritative figure that comes to your home or that you interact with in order that way, in that way to get them to believe you. So again, I apologize for having a late podcast. I apologize for not following up on this, but I wanted to make sure that I spoke to a lot of people who have experienced this. I spoke to certain males. I spoke to certain females. And I just wanted to make sure that what I come across with in this podcast is universal. So hopefully this episode of Domestic Violence for Men is helpful for you. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, please send them to me. I'm always looking for something that's very interesting. Maybe it's something overlooked. Maybe it's something that needs some attention. And if you have any questions, if you want to have a certain topic for me to speak about, by all means, reach out to me. So again, I want to thank you guys for listening to my show, listening to Domestic Violence for Men. And I will get another episode going here soon. I'm working on it right now. So I will be posting it here soon. It'll probably be in about a week. I'll be posting it. So guys, stay tuned. If you have any questions or comments, just reach out to me, and I will talk to you guys next week. Hopefully everybody has a great week, and hopefully everybody can take this information in and absorb it and use it to their best abilities. You guys have a good week.